to Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, what are the origins of the New Year's holiday and its relationship to January 1st?
Well, as far as January 1st, Julius Caesar in 46 BC declared January 1st would mark the beginning of the new year. Now, January was named after Janus, which is the god of gates and doors in Roman mythology. People prayed to Janus if they wanted something new in their lives, like resolutions. Janus is normally pictured with two faces, one looking to the past and one looking to the future. And the first day of the month of January was sacred or holy to him. Now, the early Christian church, including the Catholic ones, they didn't celebrate things like New Year's. And Tertullian, who is one of the Church of Rome's respected historians, said, however, this problem was creeping into their church. He warned that New Year's gifts must be caught at, and people were keeping basically pagan holidays. He says the majority of people he was associating with now were doing what the heathen did. And he says, you know, we're not supposed to do these New Year's gifts and games with the noisy banquets and stuff. And we should not do it. We're supposed to let our works shine. And he considered this to be a form of idolatry. So he said he felt that by keeping these days, it made Christians appear to be followers of pagan gods. And he said that, you know, since the pagans wouldn't celebrate biblical holidays, why should people who profess Christ celebrate pagan holidays? Now, New Year's is also, by the way, observed in honor of the goddess Strenua or Strenia. And she was a goddess of purification and well-being. And it's also partially because of her, we believe that New Year's resolutions and vows are now made.
Are you suggesting that the New Year's holiday may actually be honoring a specific demon, similar to those Jesus cast out, rather than simply participating in a universal day of drunken debauchery?
Well, New Year's clearly has demonic origins. As far as from a Christian perspective, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting verse 19, wrote, "What am I saying then, that an idol is anything, or what's offered in idols anything? Rather, that which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I don't want you to have fellowship with demons." Now, the Catholic Encyclopedia, by the way, wrote that Christian writers and councils condemn heathen orgies and excesses connected with the festival of Saturnalia, which was celebrated at the beginning of the year. And Tertullian blamed people who did this as well. And these presents were called strinae from the goddess Strenia, who I mentioned before, who presided over New Year's Day. And so, actually, in the 6th century, the Greco-Romans had a council of auxerre, and it forbade Christians to do this. And it was called Strenus Diabolicus Observa. Now, my Latin is not that great, but that says this is a pagan, a diabolical or demonic observance to do New Year's. And so they were told they couldn't do this. They couldn't go to the pagan dances, etc. And so they said, look, this is, you're observing the time of the devil, is what a Greco-Roman council declared. Yet people keep it these days. And as far as this time of Saturnalia, many keep that these days too, but it's also a holiday that would be condemned in the Bible.
So with all the warnings issued by the Roman Catholic Church against the observance of New Year's Day, how did they come to celebrate it?
Well, New Year's Day didn't become a holy day for the Roman Catholic Church until 487 AD. They declared it to be the Feast of the Circumcision. Now, in ancient time, in the Bible, it talks about the children of Israel to circumcise their sons at the 8th day. Well, 8 days, counting December 25th, brings you to New Year's. Now, the reality is that Jesus was not born on December 25th. As a matter of fact, we recently did a broadcast on that. But they decided to call that if they declared Jesus was born on December 25th, even though Roman Catholic scholars say it was impossible to square that with the Bible, then therefore the Feast of Circumcision could be January 1st, and therefore they will do it. So that's what happened. And it was observed from the Roman Church from 47. And then the Anglican Church started to observe it in 1549. But it's not a biblical holy day, and we in the Continuing Church of God don't keep it.
So, since there is no Feast of Circumcision mentioned in the Bible, are you suggesting the Roman Catholics created a non-Christian holiday in order to celebrate another different non-Christian holiday?
Yeah, and I think it gave them justification. See, they wanted to tell people who didn't know the facts about, for example, Jesus could not have been born December 25th, that, okay, this is okay to do because it's the Feast of the Circumcision. And we know that this happened because, you know, in Luke 2:21, it says, and when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus. So they say, shouldn't we celebrate this? But there was no command there to celebrate this at all. But they started to do this, but they tied it in with December 25th, even though the Church of Rome didn't start to celebrate it until the fourth century. This is after Emperor Constantine in 336 declared it should be kept on the day of the pagan holiday for the birthday of Mithras, which was a deity that Constantine worshipped. And then in 354 AD, Bishop of Rome Liberius declared that, or ordered people to celebrate it on December 25th. So that wasn't happening before. And as I mentioned before, Roman Catholic scholars say that the Bible doesn't teach that, but they endorse it anyway. And again, they did condemn it. Now, I want to read something else. This is from the Feast of the Circumcision from the Catholic Encyclopedia. Even in our day, the secular features of the opening of New Year interfere with the religious observance of circumcision. The circumcision tend to make it a mere holiday that instead of a sacred day. Augustine points out the difference between the pagan and Christian manner celebrating it. The pagan feasting and excesses were to be replaced by Christian fasting and prayer. So that's what the Church of Rome taught. Yet, if you look at people who actually keep New Year's, they're not fasting and praying. Well, they might pray because they want something, but it's not a day of prayer and fasting. It's basically a prayer of drinking. And so you've got Roman Catholic writings that condemn modern practices associated with New Year's celebrations, which most of them still keep or currently keep.
Are there any other activities associated with the pagan observance of New Year's other than alcohol and sex?
Well, yeah, there was a poem from the 1700s called To Janus on a New Year's Day. The two-faced Janus, god of time, be my Phoebus when I rhyme, and do what we need, basically. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this is supposed to be the god of time, and Christians aren't supposed to do this. And again, January was supposed to be a sacred month, and that day was supposed to be sacred. And I found something else I want to read about it. It says, the practice of making New Year's resolutions can be traced back 4,000 years to the ancient Babylonians, who made promises to the gods at the start of each year. Now, the year used to start in March, by the way, until Julius Caesar changed it. And in the United States, approximately, according to this one thing, 4 out of 10 adults make New Year's resolutions. And of course, research shows that most of them break it. Also, the Catholics threw another holiday in there. There's one called Sylvester, because on December 31st, they honor Pope Sylvester I. And so that gives them another reason to do it. So those who are not Roman Catholics, they also question that as a reason to do it. And for those who celebrate Sylvester during the day, they use good luck charms and give New Year's greetings. And good luck charms are also not biblical. Now, the reason Julius Caesar switched it to January 1st is that months were added. He added a month called, we now call July. And when they made some changes to the calendar, they decided to go ahead and do this, which is why, by the way, in English, you have the months September, October, November, which mean 9th, 10th, 11th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. But instead, they're the 9th through 12th months because they have a couple of months in between there. But and also one other thing that happens is that there seems to be more crime on New Year's as well.
Does the Bible New Year correspond to January 1st?
Absolutely not. In the book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, God says, this month shall be the end of your months, first month of the year to you. This is the month known as Abib or Nisan, and it starts usually in late March or early April. And so people were not keeping, Christians or God's people were not keeping the new year starting in the winter. If you go to the book of Genesis, I won't read it all, but in Genesis chapter 1 talks about that God made lights, and part of the reasons for making the moon in Genesis 1:14-18 was actually to mark the biblical holy days. It's not always clear from all the translations, but that's actually what it teaches. And then in Leviticus chapter 23, God says these are his feasts. These are the ones you're supposed to keep in when they come. And the reality is that most people will not do that. These days, some were basically marked by new moons. And as far as January 1st go, with a new moon, that only happens about once every 29 years. So again, it's not biblical. Whereas biblical holy days, such as, let's say, the Feast of Trumpets, begins in the new moon. And it's just not, that's in the fall. But again, in the Bible, the year starts in the spring. And not, we Christians didn't accept the change Julius Caesar made.
Does the Bible offer any specific instruction or guidance concerning the activities associated with New Year's Day?
Yeah, well, a lot of things that are condemned in the Bible. In Romans chapter 13, verses 12, it talks about, cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, which is basically what happens at New Year's parties, not in lewdness and lust. We're supposed to put on Jesus Christ, our Lord, and make no provision for the flesh that way. The Bible warns in the Old Testament, in Proverbs 23, to not mix with wine bibbers, and talks about the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty. And there's various warnings in the Bible not to be drunk with wine, for example. It says that also in Ephesians 5:18. And actually, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it talks about that the partying drunkard will not be among those who will inherit the kingdom of God. It goes through a list and talks about drunkards nor revilers will inherit the kingdom of God. He says, now some of you were like that, but now you're not this way anymore. We're not supposed to continue to be that particular way. And and the Apostle Peter said that we spent our past lifetime doing the will of Gentiles, walking in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, etc. So they think it's strange you don't do it now, but we're not supposed to do this as Christians. And the Bible warns, by the way, Peter warned in 2 Peter that there'll be false teachers among us who claim Christianity, and they'll bring in destructive heresies. And because of that, God's ways will be blasphemed. You know, humans cannot bring in the new year. As they like, they ring in the new year. God brings in the new year, and he says when it is. We're not supposed to celebrate the holiday of Janus, even if we call it, or some people call it, the Feast of Circumcision or Sylvester's holiday. And the reality is that New Year's resolutions were apparently originally made for pagan deities. January 1st is not a date for Christians to celebrate, and even Roman Catholic writers acknowledge historical and modern practices observing it are wrong, as does the Bible.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. Today, our featured literature is titled, Should You Observe God's Holy Days or Demonic Holidays? To read a copy of this literature, just go to our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net, scroll down to the free literature button, and click it. This is Steve Dupuy, for the Bible News Prophecy Program.